I just came to drop this off.
Where'd you get that?
From your car?
I haven't been able to read these for years.
You want me to read them to you? April 10th, 1940. My dearest Ruth, I'll remember that dress you wore even when I've forgotten my own name.
I wish I could tell you it'll all be happily ever after. Not everybody gets that.
Okay, here's the deal. If you love Nicholas Sparks movies, then bring the tissues to The Longest Ride and weep with your friends. If you hate Nicholas Sparks films, you'll find this to be the most excruciating 2 hours and 8 minutes of your life. It's as simple as that. In the movie, Scott Eastwood plays a bull rider ignoring a serious injury on his way to the top. He falls in love with a pretty art student, but soon their worlds collide. They also meet Ira, an old man with a box of love letters to his late wife. As the two stories are told, there's something for everyone to learn about their similar relationships. Personally, I think Sparks is losing his mind, recycling old story elements and mashing together his previous films to fake a new one. Much of the detail in this movie doesn't actually make sense, and the script features some of the silliest, corniest, and often most predictable things you'll see on screen. But boy, isn't the cinematography nice. The Longest Ride gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.